The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your host for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. On today's show, I have Richard Corus, who's the co-founder and CEO of Easy365, whose vision is to bring cryptocurrency to mass adoption in a simple and safe manner. In this week's tech news, which is big news in Silicon Valley, is that Sundar Pichai, who is the current CEO of Google, will be also assuming the role of CEO of Alphabet, Google's parent company. Now, even though Sundar has been part of the company for quite a while, it's always big news when Sergey Brin and Larry Page, in essence, are taking less of a direct role in day-to-day operations. I'm sure there'll be more as the story unfolds. If you're a content creator, a YouTuber, it is quite possible that this will be a bad week for you, as YouTube is beginning to shut down accounts per their announcement. They're shutting down accounts that are inactive, but they're also shutting down accounts that they deem as abusive, offensive, or don't meet their standards for content. It's similar to things that Twitter and Facebook are doing as well. So there's just a lot of concern in the content creation space. Also in the news is Twitter, who had announced they were going to shut down any account that had not been active for 6 months. They said they're going to take a pause and rethink their strategy because there was a lot of angst and protest, especially for those who had deceased loved ones with Twitter accounts that they wanted to preserve. So Twitter admitted that they hadn't thought the decision all the way through, so they're going to still work on an alternative. There was a massive data breach recently that involved text messages. Millions of SMS messages were exposed by a forensics team on a database run by a company called True Dialog. They provide SMS services for small and medium businesses, but it also was an indication that they did not keep things very secure. On a related note, it was just announced that Sprint also had a massive data breach in which they had thousands of cell phone bills out on the public internet by mistake. And I'll talk about this more in the cybersecurity tip of the week and how to avoid these situations. And that's the tech news of the week. Welcome back to the show. Once again, I have Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and president of Easy365. Welcome, Russell.
Thank you very much, Keith. Great to be here.
So, Russell, I wanted to learn more about you and Easy365. How did you get started in this space?
So I got into cryptocurrency. I discovered it about 4 or 5 years ago. It was my background started in technology. I was a Java developer in the late 90s and worked on various different internet technologies throughout the early 2000s. I then transitioned into more of a financial career, still on the technical side, but I was doing some investments and doing some work on finding new opportunities, emerging markets and emerging technologies, and that's kind of how I discovered blockchain. And when I really wrapped my head around what this represented, it became an obsession, and everything else got pushed to the side. It became my sole focus because it really, for me, represented something that I believe will have a major transformative effect on society and the world over the next 20, 25 years. I started my career in 1995, just as Windows 95 and the first Netscape Navigator were released. And I watched the internet grow from something that was originally seen as a fad and just something cool on the fringes. And over the last 25 years, it's impacted every aspect of our lives. And I see the potential for cryptocurrencies and the distributed ledger technologies that they're built on to have an even more transformative effect over the next 25 years that the internet has had over the last 25. So that was really what became, when it became a passion of mine. And everything, like I said, I started mining, I started trading, I started investing, everything that I could do around this new technology. And and the idea for, you know, how we got to Easy Exchange and Easy 365 was from my own personal experience. So when I first wanted to get into the space, you know, I thought I was coming from an ideal background. I had a technical, you know, coding experience. I had financial experience. So I thought I was ideally suited. And very quickly, I realized that there's really no such thing as previous experience when it comes to crypto, because it is such a new paradigm. And it's really unlike anything else that has existed before it. So for me personally, I was fortunate enough that I had some resources. I had a good friend of mine that is one of the co-founders of Ethereum. And he and I worked together. He helped me quite a bit through that process. And every step of the way, I would have a million questions and I would go to him and I would take him out for lunch and pick his brain, and I would go off and do all the research based on our conversation. And then the following week, I'd have a million more questions. And this went on for a period of months before I was comfortable, really, you know, jumping in and investing my own money. And in 2017, when the cryptocurrency market was really going crazy, a lot of my friends who knew that I was into this, they wanted to get into it. They would see the prices jumping up, and it was in the news every day. And none of them could do it on their own. Every single one of them, you know, went through that same process where they would call me, and I would help them the same way that my friend helped me. And my partner, who was also initially, we've known each other for a while, and he came to me as well with help. And he comes from more of a call center background. So he's really, you know, understanding customer support and customer service. And when he tried to get into the space, the frustration that he felt was immense. And, you know, he came to me after a few of our sessions, and he sat down and he said, listen, this is crazy. I can't believe that this is what people have to go through in order to access, you know, this new market. And he said, there has to be a better way. And unfortunately, I said, unfortunately, there isn't. So he said, well, then let's build one. And that's really where the whole concept.
So Russell,
Exchange was born.
Yeah. So Russell, before we get into more about Easy 365 and Easy Exchange, I mean, you hit on a lot of points that resonates with a lot of people, especially as most people, when they hear blockchain, still identify purely with cryptocurrency. You've been talking about cryptocurrency, but the aspect I really like about it is that you came from industry and your friends came from industry. So before we get further into your companies, what was that process? How would you actually talk to your friend and convince them that this will go mainstream?
That's a great question. And it's still a work in progress. So you're absolutely right. Our ultimate goal is mass adoption. I want to see, you know, because I believe in the transformative powers of this technology, I want to see it in the hands of as many people as possible. And one of the barriers to that happening is the user experience. It's not the only one, though. There's, you know, regulation or lack thereof, lack of consumer protection, the general uncertainty is a big stumbling block as well. And you know, one of the things that we decided from day one when it comes to Easy 365 is that we would be, you know, we want people to look at cryptocurrency as a legitimate alternative to other securities, other equities, other investments. And right now, that's not the case simply because it's unregulated, and to a certain extent, it's still a little bit of the Wild West.
Okay, hold that thought, because we're going to come right back to it in the next segment. So you're listening to Silicon Valley Insider. Special guest Russell Corus, co-founder and president of Easy365. And if you have any questions or comments on what we're talking about, stick around, because we're going to get back into it. Email us at info@svi.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo, with special guest Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of EZ365. Welcome back, Russell.
Thanks very much.
Russell, in our first segment, you're talking about the transformative power of blockchain and cryptocurrency. I wanted to know, why do you think that is?
So one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the potential of cryptocurrency is that at a fundamental level, it puts financial control back in the hands of the individual rather than in the hands of governments and central banks. And this is a very fundamental role that cryptocurrency plays, because if you look at places like Venezuela and Zimbabwe and Cyprus in the past, you know, there's unfortunately government-backed currencies are only worth what the government's promise is worth. And, you know, today that might be worth something, tomorrow it might not. And, you know, we've seen that time and time again. Cryptocurrency allows you to control your own finances without requiring any third party whatsoever. No bank, no other company. You can own in full your assets. And more importantly, you can send them. And this is the key. So just imagine for a second that you can send cryptocurrency to a complete stranger halfway around the world over the internet directly peer-to-peer without a third party, and both of you can have complete confidence in the validity of the transaction. So you cannot claim to have sent the money if you didn't, and the other party cannot claim to not have received it if they in fact did, because both of you can go onto the blockchain directly and view the confirmed transaction for yourself. So it takes the concept, it's considered a trustless transaction, because the concept of trust is taken completely out of the equation. And so that right there is such a powerful concept, the ability to use and spend and hold and control your finances completely independent of any third party. That to me really represents a transformative aspect in our financial world.
Thanks, Russell. And I think I echo a lot of your sentiments. I think coming from banking and technology, and I want to remind folks that you actually came out of the traditional world and you stumbled, got into blockchain and cryptocurrencies, and you became a passion of yours. A lot of what you're talking about, I definitely see in developing or third world countries. How do people in, let's say, the Western world, or how do people in the industrial or modernized world, how do they get comfortable with cryptocurrencies if that's not the push factor for them? And I really liked how you mentioned the trustless transaction, because I usually refer to it as triple entry accounting. So keep going. Yep. Tell us how would the modern world think about this? How would they adopt it?
So I think one of the keys is really you know, cryptocurrency needs to be on a level playing field, and it needs to have the same level of regulation and especially consumer protection as other forms of securities and investments. And I believe that this is a key reason why it's still, relatively speaking, in the fringes, because far too many investors, traditional investors who may have a curiosity or an interest in it, when you look at the news, and there's unfortunately there's still a number of hacks, you know, exchanges have some issues, personal wallets occasionally get hacked depending on the protocol or the technology used. Blockchain itself, you know, the blockchain has never been hacked. The Bitcoin blockchain and blockchain in general is essentially unhackable, but unfortunately you require third parties to access different services via the blockchain, and that's usually where problems occur. So unfortunately, the general perception and you know, to a certain extent, the reality is that there's a higher level of risk today in this market than there is certainly in, you know, traditional markets. I cannot remember the last time a bank or a stock exchange was hacked and funds were stolen. because even if a hacker could, they know that they're going to be pursued, you know, to the ends of the earth. There's nowhere they're going to be able to hide if they steal from a bank. But if you steal from a crypto exchange, unfortunately, the authorities are really not going to do much. So that, I think, is a big barrier. And the SEC really needs to establish their regulatory framework. I think most of the world and most of the other jurisdictions are waiting on the SEC. We're registered. We have our one corporate entity registered in Malta, which does have comprehensive regulation around crypto. We have our exchange license and our wallet license out of Estonia, which also has a comprehensive regulatory framework. And, you know, we were adamant from day one that we were going to do everything according to existing securities regulation where there was an absence of cryptocurrency regulation. We feel very strongly that it's the only way to really legitimize this in the long run. And, you know, I personally welcome the SEC and the OSC's involvement here in Canada and other jurisdictions around the world, because we need some certainty. We need to understand if a particular token is a security versus a utility, you know, the tax implications, whether it's capital gains, like there's all these things and it all needs to come together, for the average investor to look at crypto and say, okay, if I put my money in here, you know, I'm okay with losing my money if I made a bad investment based on market fundamentals. But what I can't abide by is getting scammed. And that's what we need to avoid as an industry, is to ensure that, that consumers have the protection in our market that they have in every other legitimate market.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the show, you had talked about how you got into your career in the mid 90s, right when Netscape was coming to prevalence. And we talk about it all the time. Sometimes the analogy is used that blockchain and cryptocurrency, this is the first innings. This is like internet in the 90s. I come out of a technology and banking background. When I talk to the people who first laid the pipes of the internet, so these are Stanford graduate students in the early 80s, they actually talk about how they connected their two dorm floors together to get, you know, the first semblance of a local area network. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And there's every right and thought to be cautious, because I think too many people just jump into something they don't understand. But it doesn't mean the technology is bad. It just means that it's not there yet.
Exactly. And, you know, we held off, like, even our when it comes to fundraising with the whole issue of token sales, and there's a lot of uncertainty from regulatory and otherwise. So, you know, everything we just really want, we want people to have confidence. We don't, you know, we want them to really look at crypto. Like, I'm so excited by it and I just want people to use it, but I recognize that there's a lot of things that have to happen in order for this to really reach mainstream. So, And you know, we've partnered with a number of other exchanges and other service providers that technically might be seen as competitors, but because we're at such a nascent stage in this industry, that we're all working towards mass adoption, because if that happens, there'll be more than enough business for everybody. So right now, you know, we all work together, and I'm getting a little off topic here, but that's actually one of the things that I really love about being in this space is the camaraderie between different, you know, there's so many different crypto companies, and being based in Toronto, which is one of the hubs, it's 3/5 of the Ethereum founding team is here. And there's dozens of tremendous projects and hundreds of amazing people in the space. So we're very fortunate to be here, and we really feel a brotherhood and a kinship with other exchanges and other crypto projects.
Well, Russell, it's been super exciting to hear about your passion, about trying to do everything with the available regulations where you sit in Toronto and how you're trying to drive a mass adoption. When we come back in the next segment, I want to do a deep dive into EZ365, the ecosystem, and what you and the team are up to. So you're listening to the Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. I have Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of EZ365, which is an exchange and an ecosystem on cryptocurrency and blockchain. If you have any questions or comments, email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back with more with Russell.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, I have special guest Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of Easy365. Welcome back, Russell.
Thank you so much.
On this week's Cyber Tip, it's a continuation of tech news, which is Sprint had a massive data breach, which left thousands of U.S. cell phone bills out on the public internet. And it's something I'm very passionate about. A lot of my career was in partner management, vendor management, or in the banking world, we call it third-party risk management. Well, there's also a concept called fourth-party risk, which is the vendor of your vendor. So whether you're a consumer or a business, Sprint as a mobile carrier is a vendor to you. And in this case, they were trying to repay or reimburse early termination fees when you switched from, say, an AT&T or Verizon. They were going to give you back that money. Well, they outsourced the processing of that to another vendor, and that vendor had no controls over the data. So oftentimes when I'm consulting with companies or I'm helping them figure things out, we spend a lot of time on how safe do they protect their customers' data. So you could be a cell phone company, you could be a bank, multi-billion dollars, and you spent $1 billion on your cybersecurity infrastructure. Well, very common is they turn it over to their vendor and they don't use the same risk controls that they do on their own. And this happened years ago on another example with JP Morgan, where one of the largest banks in the world spent $50,000 to process nonprofit donations, and that nonprofit was completely wide open as well. So the cyber tip is you are always responsible for the risk of your infrastructure. You have to know what you're doing, whether you're an individual or a business. You cannot trust that the person or the company you've contracted with is going to do the right thing for you. And that's the cyber tip of the week. Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. Once again, I'm joined with Richard Corus, who's the co-founder and CEO of Easy365, whose mission is to bring cryptocurrency to mass adoption simply and safely. So on today's show, we've talked a lot so far, Russell, about your passion around blockchain and cryptocurrency, how you got into this world where you sit in Toronto and how you came out of industry and you're driving mass adoption. Let's really dive deep into what Easy365 is and what you and team are working on.
Absolutely. So Easy365 is our total vision. You can think of it that way. It's the ecosystem that represents everything that we're doing. Below that sits three main components. We have Easy Exchange, which is the fiat-enabled, fully regulated cryptocurrency exchange. We have Easy Win, which is a provably fair blockchain-based gaming platform. And we have Easy Academy, which is the learning and support portal. And these three components, I think, allow for a unique and complete user experience. The whole thing started again with the idea of a very poor user experience and very very difficult to move fiat currencies in and out of crypto, almost a complete lack of any support and resources. And, it was really kind of a fend for yourself mentality. So we started designing Easy Exchange. We have two dedicated UX and UI professionals that have been thinking through every step of the way from the first moment you arrive onto the site to create an account. You know, and as one example, we have our initial exchange offering, Token Sale, and it's actually still going on at the moment, but we I've personally participated in a large number of ICOs and IOs and token sales over the last few years, and I can comfortably say as objectively as possible as I can that what we've built is the only platform that somebody with zero cryptocurrency experience could come onto the site, create an account, verify their identity, fund their account via credit card, and purchase our tokens all in about 15 minutes without any help from anyone else. And I honestly believe that that's world's first. I don't think that there's been a token cell yet that could be accessed that easily and that quickly by a complete beginner. So I'm very, very proud of that. And the exchange continues with that ethos. And in fact, the entire ecosystem has that. So the two pillars that we really focused on, one was user experience and the other one, of course, was security. And that's how we built everything. So Easy Exchange is a very simple, very intuitive, fully secure and fully regulated exchange that you can fund with a credit card. And more importantly, you can withdraw your cash out. If you know, this is a big issue with a lot of new users. They would go in, they managed to buy a little bit of Bitcoin, especially when the markets were going up. They'd make some money, they'd sell it, and then good luck trying to get your money out and actually get it back into your bank account. So with us, you can deposit funds with a credit card. More importantly, you can withdraw them back out.
So, so quick question. Yeah. One, is your exchange in production already?
Yeah, we are in the last testing phase. We're just going through QA and pen testing. The development is all finished, and we are anticipating a mid-January launch date.
Okay, and then two, because there is an international audience, which countries can participate? Which citizens or which domiciled residents can participate in your exchange?
So that's an excellent question. And again, because of our adherence to global regulations, we have definitely had to make some restrictions. Unfortunately, our own home country, Canada, is one of the countries restricted. We are working with Canadian regulators, and we will launch a separate instance for Canada that will be a little bit amended based on local regulation. For the same reason, the U.S. is excluded, because as much as we would love to enter that market, and we definitely plan on doing so, it's there's just too much uncertainty at the moment. So our primary focus is Asia, Europe, Australia, and to a certain extent, we're actually looking into and trying to promote in Africa and South America as well, because unfortunately there's more practical need for cryptocurrency. Asia is obviously the biggest market in the world today, and so that's our primary focus.
That's good. That's a testament to how from throughout the show you've talked about you and the team wanting to follow as many of the existing regulations and help set direction for others. So it's just really good to understand that it's not in your own home country of Canada and the United States. You can't just jump onto your exchange, but you're building this product. So I just wanted to make that clear. So thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then beyond those two, there's, you know, all of the usual suspects, North Korea and mainland China. We've had to exclude unfortunately, some of the Middle Eastern countries, you know, any state sponsors of terrorism. So there's our banks and our credit card companies. Everybody has their list of banned countries, and we've had to basically compile them all together and make a master list and exclude everybody that anybody might have an issue with, unfortunately. But that's just the nature of the beast.
Oh, as the former executive for one of the major banks of the world for anti-money laundering, bank secrecy, and know your customer, I totally get it. So it's just good that your team's going through all that effort. So let's talk more about the ecosystem. So now that we've talked about where you're going to be operating initially, and you were talking about how all three work together, let's talk more about that.
For sure. So our initial focus when we started the project was really on the exchange. And then we really started looking at we have some members of the team who are into gaming, some members of the team who have previously, you know, been a poker player. Actually, we have one that's a former professional poker player, and so other people that are into sports betting. So the gaming side is obviously from, the industry is growing massively year over year. I think globally we're approaching $60 billion in online gaming. So the market continues to grow, and it's ripe for disruption with blockchain. Because blockchain is ultimately simply a publicly available ledger that is visible by anyone at any time.
Just to clarify, only a decentralized blockchain.
Correct. Yes. Sorry. So yes, a decentralized blockchain is publicly available, visible by anyone, or if it's not decentralized, I guess the controlling into the centralized authority can make it visible if they choose to. But it's also, the other key is that it's immutable. And so, when you look at, that's the reason why, if you send Ethereum and you go to Etherscan or you go to a Bitcoin block viewer, you can be certain that the information that you're seeing, even if it's from years ago, has never been touched or altered in any way because of the immutability of the blockchain. And so when it comes to gaming, you know, think about this, like when you're standing in a casino in Las Vegas and you're playing roulette, you can see the ball bouncing around, you can see the number it lands on. Yeah, it's still possible for the house to cheat with magnets, I guess, but it's very difficult. But when you're playing roulette online and it's purely software driven, how do you know that the software hasn't been programmed to significantly lower your odds of winning? Mm-hmm. The answer is you don't. So you end up having to trust and you go to sites that have a good reputation, that have been around for a long time, that have a large user base. But ultimately, it still comes down to trust. So using the blockchain, we can build casino games. You can build a roulette game that's purely software driven. But if it's built on blockchain and all of the results are written to a it doesn't have to be decentralized. We could give people a blockchain viewer. So somebody, for example, somebody could come and if they wanted to play an online roulette game, they could look at the results of that game from its inception, every spin it's ever had, and they can see that the stated odds of winning are the actual odds of winning. So they're able to verify for themselves, and it introduces something called provably fair gaming. And I believe that this is, again, will transform the market, and within 10 years, every Bet365 and Bodog and every other online casino will all be blockchain-based because players will demand it once they understand the difference. And so that's what, you know, as the more we talked about that, the more we realized that this was really an opportunity to incorporate a gaming platform into the ecosystem. And the idea is that you have a single wallet with two interfaces. You're able to switch back and forth between the exchange and the gaming platform. And the key is that the gaming platform can now take advantage of all of the infrastructure, like the credit card integration, like the 24/7 telephone support, and use the exchange can also then be used as the liquidity provider for the casino. So when you're cashing in and cashing out.
Yeah, Russell, what we're going to do is we're going to finish this up in the next segment during the pivot that talked about the transformation that you envision. I think it's super interesting for those who are really into this space. So thanks again. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. Guest is Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of EZ365. If you have questions or comments, email us at info@svn.biz. We'll be right back to finish the show.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. On today's show, I've been talking to Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of EZ365, an exchange ecosystem out of Toronto, Canada. Welcome back, Russell.
Thank you so much.
And Russell, for this segment called The Pivot, we were just getting into your passion and the transformative power of what you and your team are working on using the blockchain as the technology. So let's continue on with that.
Okay, wonderful. So, so when it comes to the gaming, I guess we were talking about the idea of building a gaming platform on blockchain and creating a provably fair gaming experience. And so we feel very strongly that this has the potential to disrupt the entire online gaming industry, and especially when it comes to integrating it into an exchange and having a combined ecosystem. Number one, it's the first of its kind in the world. And number two, I think there's a lot of potential overlap. And, you know, it's when you think of that from a neuroscience standpoint, you know, a lot of people would say that investing in crypto is a form of gambling, especially because it's, you know, it's a 24/7 market. It never stops trading. You know, it's a lot of people get that adrenaline rush from trading crypto. So there seems to be some overlap with the gaming side, and again, it gives exchange users something else to do with their tokens. Like all of, you know, 2018, when for an entire year the market did nothing but go down and most people just sat there and watched the value of their tokens fall, wouldn't it be great if there was something else you could do with your tokens, you know, place a bet on a football game or play some blackjack or at least have some fun, you know, maybe win some of your losses back or at least lose them on your own terms, you know? So we do feel that there would be some significant value to exchange users to be able to have something else on the platform to use their tokens for. And for gamers, you know, having that provably fair concept, and even if they're not into crypto, it gives them the opportunity to cash in and cash out very easily, and it gives them an introduction into crypto, and you know, they may be it may spur them on to go further into that market. So that is Easy Win along with Easy Academy. And then the third component is called, Easy Exchange. The third component is Easy Academy. And this is the support and learning portal. And again, you know, education, is key to mass adoption, awareness, the explaining to people, not only why crypto and the technology of it, but why they should care, how this could impact their life and why they should get into it sooner rather than later. So we envision Easy Academy. Initially, it'll be support and training related to Easy Exchange and Easy Win, but eventually we will build it out, and it'll be we're working with content creators to create, you know, whether it's blockchain certification, whether it's project and coin reviews, whether it's information on technical analysis and trading strategies to be more confident and a better trader. Anything that would allow people to learn more about this technology and become more empowered. And we feel that would have great benefit towards our ultimate goal of mass adoption. So that's essentially Easy 365 is Easy Exchange, Easy Win, and Easy Academy.
That is really interesting. In the blockchain world, there has been kind of a lull in what we'll call dApps or decentralized applications. And however you feel about gaming in general, for me, I'm not necessarily a gambler, but it is interesting that the most successful dApps on many blockchains are related to gaming.
Yeah.
And that's something I wanted to put in people's minds. Also, not only that, if you think about the world that your kids live in and millennials in terms of gaming, like mobile games, online games, which is not necessarily gambling, you have NFTs or, you know, non-fungible tokens. It's very similar. So I want to get people not wrapped into so much on the gaming side, but that this technology is very good for ensuring that your transactions actually occur.
Exactly. And one of our focus for the future is actually on esports, which is also a multi-multi-billion-dollar and burgeoning market and growing faster than any other aspect of video games or anything else right now. So if we have whether it's working with Twitch, incorporating the ability to view and potentially even bet on esports would be also something that nobody else has and would be very exciting for a lot of people.
I agree. Yeah, esports is super interesting. There was that Pakistani kid, I think he won a few million bucks on an e-game. And that's where I think we're in a period of disruption on many different levels, cross-industry, new applications. And you know what, Russell, we're out of time, but I'd love to have you come back on sometime.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. This has been a real pleasure, and anytime. I would love it.
So once again, Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I have had Russell Corus, who is the co-founder and CEO of EZ365, an exchange that's being developed for cryptocurrency. It won't be available to Canadians and Americans yet, but do look for it throughout the rest of the world. Do you have any questions or comments? Email us at info@svn.biz, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.